Well, Coach KZ, the season ends tonight against T-Town. I mean, you guys played a competitive game. What did you think?
Well, I thought that the game tone was set in the first inning when we got our first two guys on and got them to second and third, and we didn't score a run. And I think that set the tone, good or bad. They got off the hook, and we lost a little momentum to take into the second inning. And after that, I just felt like that it was just tougher for us to get people in scoring position. The pitcher did a good job of staying ahead of us, and that was basically the game. I mean, you give up four in high school, you feel like that you got a chance to win. And we had a chance. I mean, it wasn't like we got blown out, but that's just the way it goes. I mean, it's just a tough, hard game to score on both teams, it seemed like.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you talk about Reed. It wasn't his sharpest game of the season, but he gave you six competitive innings. And like you said, four runs in high school. Usually you can rely on the offense to get more than that.
You got a shot. If you give up four, you got a shot in high school. So, yeah, he wasn't as sharp as he could be, and that was his last batter for a pitch count. So we was going to have to make a change after that batter anyway. So it worked out that he finished up the pitching for us, and we just had the seventh to try to get something going, and we got a guy on that just run out of outs.
Yeah, and just missing that one big hit. I know we've talked about it a couple times this year, and that's baseball sometimes.
Yep. Sometimes you just got to get that big hit, and we didn't get her today. And I felt like some of their hits were just perfectly placed. They didn't really barrel a lot of stuff up either, so it was just one of those games that the baseball gods were against us today. So,
well, you guys have a big senior class leaving this year, but it's still a solid core to build around the next couple of years with Andrew Kelly coming back, Carson Locke, and a few pieces coming back.
Yeah. Our big thing is going to be who's going to pitch, and we're going to find that out starting in June. We got the high school league, and some of them kids are playing travel ball, so we'll find out real quick on what we're going to work on, what we're going to need to piece together next year for the season, because June will be here before you know it, and we'll be playing doubleheaders and playing in a high school league, so it's no rest for the weary.
Yeah, well, congrats on a heck of a season, Coach, and good luck in some.